Hi, my name is Shingaranya Bango, and I'm the Neighbourhood Investment Officer for Metropolitan Housing.
I gather you don't live on Canal Side.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. So how long have you been working for Canal Side then?
I've been working for Metropolitan for about 3 years now. And I've been moved to Canal Side, so I've worked in Canal Side for about, say, 7 months now.
So do you find there are lots of interesting happening for the tenants on Canal Side?
I think when I came here, Kelly, who was the old neighbour investment officer there, was starting up some different projects that she was doing. And now we've had like a cooking class, where people can cook under a pound, so it was a healthy eating kind of budget way of cooking. And we also had like a repairs online program where residents can actually report their repairs online, because I know repairs is a big issue in terms of Metropolitan. And obviously we've got the big, massive Humans of Canal Side project, which is in phase two. So they deliver a lot of like the green space project that we're supporting them with as well. And we've got up-and-coming events happening. So a lot of things actually happen within this estate.
Getting everyone involved.
Definitely.
We should, what do you think about getting more help for those underprivileged school children on the state, like school club, to help them to improve their academic levels?
We've got Tutors of United that deliver English and maths lessons in the community centre. We also got YOR, which is a youth organisation within the community centre that deliver youth programmes. But we're very open to kind of like different types of information from residents themselves to kind of say what are your opinions of what you want to deliver.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're working towards it. But there's a big gap still, especially for the community centre here. We would like to have more project, through the community centre here.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I think it's an excellent idea. I think the residents come first. You know what your needs are within your estate. I think in terms of like community cohesion, when residents come to me in terms of like what they want to deliver, I'm all for it and supporting them in what they want to do in the community.
Oh, good. Very good. Do you enjoy cooking?
Yes, I do actually. I recently watched MasterChef and they were doing about baking the cakes and stuff like that. So I'm actually learning in terms of why MasterChef. And I think I went to America about 4 years ago and there's this thing called cornbread. And got the recipe, came home and learned to make it. And since then, I'm making everything from pasta to pizza to my own traditional food to other people's food as well. So yeah.
Do you have a family?
Yes, I do, actually. I live with my auntie. I've got a massive family, like 80% are women. I've got loads of cousins, about 20 of us. I used to live in one house. Yeah, so I have a massive family. Massive aunties and uncles, everyone is here.
Oh, you should look at that these days. Massive nucleus family.
Yeah.
Good, that's lovely to hear about that. Do you think the world beyond Canal Side matters to you?
The world beyond Canal Side matters. I think it does. I think there's a lot of issues that's been rising in terms of what's happening in different areas. Because I work in different boroughs, I work in Haringey and Enfield, there's a lot of the similar matters that you face, that repairs issues, community cohesion, not enough activities happening within their own boroughs as well. So what I like about Canal Side is you've got the same issues that you have in other boroughs. And there is definitely things that are outside before on Canal Side.
I'm glad to hear that. Do you think if, like, there's, organising boroughs-wise meeting, like a sort of a tenant association, getting them all together to voice, the concern, do you think it would be a good idea in the future?
Definitely. I think a TRA or some type of community body group is important, because I think sometimes when you're working for an organisation and you're the person that's living in that area, there's two different perspectives. So it's really important that you get a structured body that can have a voice and have their opinion about their own area, and we as Metropolitan be accountable to what you guys say. So it's really important, yeah.
And also, do you think think that in future TRA might as well sponsor some of those courses to send tenants on those courses so that they get to be more aware of what changes the government's bringing.
Oh, definitely. We've got, I think on the government website, they have like a customer involvement program that supports TRAs in how to set up a TRA. And in that, they have information about what's recently happening, like the cuts, is it going to affect housing, the housing bill. So many things that are happening that they get trained up on. And also, we support, as Metropolitan Housing, Neighbourhood Investment Department, we also support the finances and the resources over to the TRA. So, for example, if the TRA said they needed £300 to deliver something, we can support them and give them the funds to them, and then they deliver it. So, yeah, and the TRA also have money within their account as well to deliver other projects as well.
Good.
Yeah.
I look forward to that big meeting.
Oh, perfect.
Do you aspire to become rich? That's a personal one.
Do I aspire to become rich? I think I aspire to become happy. And I think being rich, it depends. I think being rich is all relative. I mean, I'm in a situation where I'm kind of happy in terms of, like, regardless of riches, you know. So I'm kind of content, and I think that's more important than riches.
You have, in terms of buying big houses, driving big cars, that's why for them?
Do you know what? Do you know, having a big house, you have to clean it. So I'm just thinking how long, and I'm like, I'd rather have something smaller where it's more practical. Having a big car in London is not convenient. I've got a big car, Vauxhall. It's not convenient, especially when you're going, especially in Canal Side as well, when the streets, the roads are so small, and when you're trying to park, I'd rather have a small car, small house, practical. I'm that. Practical is my lifestyle.
I think that's a great place to end.